Hey, it's Ryman coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. Just wanted to get some thoughts on the head coaching search and the end of Vic Fangio's stay as the Broncos head coach. So, Fangio, likable guy and brilliant defensive mind. As mentioned, just looking back, he just couldn't get it done. Completely the entire package in terms of all the coaching personnel and getting it to mesh the way it needed to. Really think he failed mainly on the offensive side of the ball, and that was probably his undoing in the end. But now with Fangio gone, George Payton has jumped right on the coaching search, wasted no time. Clearly he had a plan in place. You almost wonder if basically it was make or break on the Chiefs game, and with it probably being break on the Chiefs game, which it was, Payton was ready to go into motion. Lined up a lot of the top candidates out there, and Dan Quinn, defense coordinator out of Dallas, is considered to be one of the lead candidates, but he is also interviewing Gerard Mayo, the linebacker coach in New England, defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon out of Philadelphia, Detroit defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn, and then on the offensive side of the ball, he's interviewing Kellen Moore down there in Dallas, Green Bay offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, quarterback coach in Green Bay Luke Gessie. And then, of course, Kansas City offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. I think we all knew that one was going to be in the mix somewhere. And Los Angeles Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell. And other than those candidates mentioned, you have to wonder at some point if he is going to end up interviewing Brian Flores, who was fired from Miami. That's still a shocker to me. He was taking that franchise in the right direction. And had a winning record this year, and if some of the pieces had fallen the way he needed to, kind of like the Pittsburgh Steelers, he would have been in the playoffs. So that one's still shocking to me. Now, while I mentioned Dan Quinn may be the leading candidate, I do like a possibility of a Kellen Moore. Now, not as flashy as maybe, you know, some of the other offensive minds like Sean McVay's of the world, stuff like that, but done some great things down there in Dallas. Would get an offensive mind back as head coach. Definitely one of the younger minds out there. I like him as a possible candidate. I like Brian Flores as a possible candidate. Dan Quinn would be just fine with me. I have some hesitation with Doug Peterson. I don't know if everyone remembers how it ended there in Philadelphia, where he ended up playing some of the reserve players instead of going for the win, and it really soured his relationship with the locker room prior to him being let go. And I'm sure he's learned his lesson from that, but still, you know, players don't forget that. And so while he's gotten a team to the Super Bowl, he fell off that cliff pretty fast after that Philly special. So I hesitate with him. I hesitate with either Green Bay coach because you just don't know what you're getting. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, it's a well-oiled machine when Aaron Rodgers is playing. Okay, when Jordan Love came in, it was a sloppy mess against the Chiefs. And yeah, could just be that, Rodgers backup just hasn't had the experience that he needs to be a starter in the NFL. But it just didn't look like the well-oiled machine is when Aaron Rodgers is in there. So I would stay away from Gessie and Hackett. Those are my opinions. Nathaniel Hackett, I think, wants to be a head coach. I just, you know, until you get out from that umbrella of Aaron Rodgers, I just don't know how legitimate that is. And Gerard Mayo, I'd be cautious of that. We've already gone down the Patriot assistant coordinator road before with Josh McDaniels. So I don't think fans would be too excited for us to go back down the Patriots road, so to speak, to find our next coach. I mean, obviously different person, so that's understandable. But we'll see what George Payton does. Man, he jumped on it, and he got some A-listers on his list to interview, and he got plenty. I mean, he is being thorough. You hate to say we've changed coaches quite often since Super Bowl 50, but yeah, you can say that his approach is definitely different than Elway's, and he jumped on this pretty darn fast. Also, Broncos are named one of the top places in terms of head coaching vacancies. Team is Now move some of the other legal stuff out of the way to be sold. So that should be all squared away by the summer. So everything's looking up. There's no real barriers or roadblocks I think any candidate would be concerned with. The one thing I think would be the quarterback position still. But if we get the right person in, you know, hopefully we can sew that up as well. I definitely think who we hire as head coach is going to have some influence on that. We'll go down the quarterback list at some point down the road. At some point, we'll get some of the usual partners in here to discuss the 2021 season and kind of do the overlook of the entire offseason. I wanted to make sure to touch base on the head coaching candidates as of now. And the other thing I like too, it doesn't sound like Peyton's worried about locking a certain person up because he's going to lose them. I think he's very confident in what we have in Denver, the pieces we have in Denver. Justin Simmons even said whoever comes in as coach is going to, you know, he better be ready because it's a hungry group. And they're tired, you know, like Joe Ellis said. Yeah, you know, Joe Ellis said in his presser the other day, he's just tired of the losing. And Joe Ellis is a pretty composed dude. I mean, anyone that watches him in any press conference, he's a pretty composed dude. You could tell it had hit its peak with him. He is done with losing. And I really get the feeling more of that this year than prior years here in Broncos country that, yeah, no, we're getting this reset and turned around and we're going to get the right person in here. And that's what George Payton basically said. We are going to take the proper steps to find the right person. And he is off to a great start. So we'll see what happens here over the next few weeks. I would think they would make a decision sometime in the next couple of weeks, but you never know. If there's some other dark horse candidates out there that we haven't heard of yet. And also, there are some other ones, like the Byron Leftwiches of the world, that haven't been mentioned. So, for all we know, this is the first wave. And you know, if Peyton's gut doesn't tell him a certain guy's it, maybe onto a whole new list. So, let's see what happens over the next few weeks. The candidates, a lot of the candidates on there are exciting. Obviously, we have, you know, one of the candidates is even a Colorado boy himself. Would be kind of cool to bring him home and Eric Bieniemy. But we'll see what George Payton's gut tells him. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.